What is deeper self-knowledge? This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. What is deeper self-knowledge? Well, all knowledge exists. All wisdom exists. All truth exists. All exists right now. And it exists perfectly and wonderfully. All exists right now. So, since all exists right now, how can it exist for me? How can it exist in my world? How can it exist in all that I think and all that I do? All exists right now. I think these thoughts, and I know these thoughts, and I know the reality of them. Deeper self-knowledge. When I'm in kindergarten, I think on a kindergarten level. When I'm in elementary school, I have elementary awareness of language and mathematics and science. And when I get into high school, it becomes a little more complex and a little more sophisticated, a deeper self-knowledge. And when I get into college, it gets still deeper. And when I get into life, it gets the deepest of all. Because when I get into life, I take all this self-knowledge that I have and I gather it together and use it for my daily life. My daily life is filled with the revelation of self-knowledge that is so deep and so wonderful that it's hard to describe. How do I know what I should do next? Well, my deeper self-knowledge informs me. How do I know what thoughts I should think about other people? Well, my deeper self-knowledge informs me that as I think good thoughts about other people, I will have good thoughts in my own mind about myself and about my world, and so I'm being a double blessing. All right? Now, I'm going through my everyday life, and in my everyday life, I'm having experiences that challenge me. I'm having experiences that make me wonder what I should do next. And I think to myself, what am I going to do? How am I going to handle this? And as I think, what am I going to do? How am I going to handle this? What comes up in my world is the idea that, hey, what I'm going to do, I know. I don't even think about it. I just know every moment to every moment exactly what I'm going to do. I walk down the street. I choose to go home. I choose to go to work. I choose to go to the library. I choose to visit friends. I choose to do all these things. My deeper self-knowledge is more profound than I could ever imagine. And as I rely on my deeper self-knowledge, it tells me all the things that I choose to know. And more I rely on it, the more brilliant I am. The more that a scientist relies on his intuitive knowledge, the more brilliant he is. A scientist has done his studies, he has done his training, he has done his learning in school, and he's learned his subjects, which have been the foundation for understanding. And then he goes out and he applies it. And he applies it in the various fields that he's working in. And he has the deeper self-knowledge within him of the information that he needs to apply whatever it is he's working on. Whatever it is that we are working on, we have the deeper self-knowledge to take care of it. We have the intuitive wisdom, we have the awareness to take care of anything that needs to be taken care of. And we take care of it beautifully. How do you take care of the things that are important to you? How do you take care of the things that change your life and that uplift your soul and give you all of the power to understand and do what you want to do? You don't think before you put your foot on the brake. You don't think before you put the car in gear. You don't think before you step on the gas. You don't think before you step on the brake. You don't think before you do these things. There is an intuitive awareness within you, an instinctual awareness that is a deeper self-knowledge that we have given to ourselves. We have trained ourselves what to do intuitively in driving a car. And then we drive a car intuitively. We are not aware of the streets that we're passing, yet we know that we pass them. We are not aware of where we've been, but we know where we're going. And we can be aware of where we've been also if we choose. And as we see a pedestrian, we slow down. And as we see another car turning the corner in front of us, we slow down to give him time to turn. We do all the intuitive things that are necessary to drive fully, properly, and well. We have a deeper self-knowledge that we call upon, which we have trained into ourselves, and yet we haven't really trained into ourselves. We have merely released the self-knowledge that is there. We could not train into ourselves all of the possible situations that we get ourselves into that only a deeper self-knowledge could reveal to us. Only a deeper self-knowledge could give us how to handle it and how to work on it. The more we depend on our deeper self-knowledge, the more we listen beyond the limits of our understanding, the more our limits of understanding are increased, are stretched out to greater and greater possibilities, to greater and greater awareness. We have a deeper self-knowledge than we have ever used, and perhaps than we ever will use. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to use it. Are we going to use it and believe in it? Well, we say, I don't know. Well, don't ever say, I don't know. Say, let's think about that. I wonder how it will handle. And if it is an intuitive piece of self-knowledge, when you're driving down the road and a car slows in front of you, you know to put your brake on, and you know to slow down, and you know to look behind you so that you don't cause someone else a discomfort. You know to look to the right and to the left to see what's going on. You're driving along, you know to see the people on the street and on the sidewalk and who are stepping off the curb. Or you know to do all these things. You know it intuitively. And there is no awareness that you could ever teach yourself, but you merely call upon the deeper self-knowledge that is always there and always waiting for you to call upon it, to use it, to enjoy it, and to find the fulfillment that it has for you in your life. Let's learn to call upon it by practicing it, by believing in ourselves, by believing that we have a deeper self-knowledge at all times that we call upon, that we use, and that we enjoy. Let's do that starting today. I know I'm doing it. I know I'm calling upon it, and it's a wonderful thing. Have a great day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.